you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, has introduced 5 new subjects at the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE, level. The subjects, agricultural science, entrepreneurship, tourism, performing arts, and physical education and sports, will increase the range of vocational and technical subjects available to students at the secondary level. On today's edition of Career Talk, we hear more about the CXC's decision to introduce the subjects and how they will be implemented. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
The economy of the region is undergoing transformation, and this transformation must be facilitated through education and training. And given CXC's role in certifying the human capital of the region, we constantly re-engineering our processes to respond to the requirements of regional economies. As a result, we continuously tweak the focus of our syllabus and curriculum development to respond to these changing needs.
Acting Pro-Registrar of the Caribbean Examinations Council, Dr. Carol Granston, outlining the rationale behind the decision to introduce the 5 new generation subjects. The new subjects will be available for study beginning in September 2014, with the first examinations scheduled for 2015. Their introduction brings the total number of subjects available at the CAPE level to 30. Dr. Granston says the method of assessment for students in the 5 new generation courses will vary from typical CAPE courses.
So typically we had the school-based assessment contributing about 20% in the CAPE syllabuses. For these new generation subjects, what we have done is we've given the SBA 40% of the overall score. And the reason for this is because we recognize that these particular syllabuses recommended a very practical approach. Students and teachers will become partners in the learning process. This is how learning should be.
Entrepreneurship, Dr. Granston notes, will be a central theme throughout the delivery of each subject, as the idea is to prepare students to become their own bosses.
Each of these syllabuses has a component that focuses on entrepreneurship. And the reason for this is because we recognize that governments of the region cannot provide all the jobs that will be needed in the next 5-10 years. So one of the key features of these new generation subjects is a focus on product development and service creation. Learners are encouraged to develop products and services that are of real world value and significance. So what we've asked them to do is to identify a local problem and create a solution that has global appeal.
Touching on the syllabus for physical education and sport, which she expects to gain strong traction in Jamaica, Dr. Granston says considerable consultations were done with key stakeholders in the Caribbean sports industry to ensure that it informed the curriculum.
The CAPE Physical and Education Sports Syllabus provides opportunities for further learning, improved practice, and employment. The syllabus is designed to provide learners with an appropriate mix of competencies that will enable them to pursue their own entrepreneurial ventures, prepare them to access programs at a similar nature at the tertiary level, as well as for the world of work.
In the meantime, Dr. Granston says CXC will soon introduce 3 more subjects, which again are technically oriented.
We are also working on 3 new syllabuses in animation and game design. And you don't need to ask me why we're doing animation and game design. So we're doing animation and game design, green engineering, logistics, and chain supply. And the reason for logistics is because we are perfectly poised in the region to be that hub for the shipping industry.
Interested students may contact the CXC for additional details about the new subjects. Call 630-5200 or visit their website www.cxc.org. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuel, saying join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.